Now I got the mic on.
Yeah, assistant coach.
All right.
Going into year eight.
All right. Well, as you know, Coach, a quick photo op for Jared is always. Oh, he already got it. Never mind. All right. Good stuff. Well, hey, Coach, thank you very much for filling in here tonight, Coach Leatherberry. We appreciate you stopping on down.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, looking forward to another exciting year of wrestling here in Lorain County. How did the offseason go for the guys? And how's the anticipation building for this season?
Man, offseason went great. We had lots of kids up in the room all the time. We clearly had Ruben at Fargo. We had kids go out to the preseason nationals out in Iowa. We took, man, I want to say like six or seven kids out there. We had two or three placers. We had our freshman female, Emily Shoup. She went and wrestled a bunch of off-season tournaments in Myrtle Beach, the Viper Pit in West Virginia. So, I mean, we had kids all over the summer doing great things.
Is that an eye-opening, kind of a wide-eyed experience for any of these kids traveling to these national events, seeing kind of the cream of the crop out there, and they may think X about themselves, but after this event, they may think Y. Like, is there some of that happening with this?
Right, absolutely. Some of these kids, they get the districts, and it's eye-opening there, and then we go to these summer tournaments like Fargo, and you see these bright lights, and it's just, it's a whole nother level.
Yeah.
You better be ready to compete.
Well,
talk to us about Ruben. You bring a stud back, a state placer, finished eighth in the state last year, kind of build things around. But you also bring back Williams, Stanley, Vardell, and Dunn. And I saw a kid by the name of King, although in the rankings, I'm not familiar with that. Talk to us about that.
So we bring back everyone from last season. We didn't graduate anyone. We bring Ruben, Caden, Connor, Dunn, Stanley, we bring all those guys back, and just all off season, they're up in the room, freestyle, Greco, football. I mean, they're all there, and they're hammers. They're raring and ready to go.
Coach, talk to us about the schedule a little bit. What big tournaments are you at? What kind of independent tournaments do you guys head out to?
So this year we've got a big schedule. We've got almost 30 kids on the roster, so we've got two schedules. The A team will go down to Cincinnati this weekend for the Harrison Duels. The B team will head over to the Titan Classic for Lorain. We'll go to the Normals with Perrysburg, Maumee, Bay. We'll head back out to Oregon Clay for the Duels, the LC8 Duels, the rival matchup with Vermilion. And then the LC8, and then heading into the playoffs.
Do you breathe at any point in there, Coach?
Right, it's nonstop. I mean, as soon as November 9th hit, it was, let's go. Is it March yet?
Yeah. Well, so the numbers clearly still fantastic over there at Firelands, and that's awesome. I mean, bringing an entire team back, basically, and then just adding to that. I mean, that's got to be a great feeling.
And the good thing is, we only have two starting seniors in the lineup.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're rocking it. We brought in, I believe, 9 to 12 freshmen, and we won the LC8 for middle school last year as they were eighth graders.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's
leads me to
great.
My next question. I asking the other LC8 coaches, the LC8 looks like it's going to be a dogfight this
year. Right. It's anybody's battle to win. It's going to be close. It's hard to tell right now.
The LC8 wrestles tries, right? You guys wrestle tries throughout the year?
Right, so we'll wrestle as quads, but we only wrestle two other teams.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
But, yeah.
Were there any individuals that you and Coach Walbaum are kind of looking at and saying, hey, you can really take a big step this year if you do this or that? Or are there a couple guys like that on the roster?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at probably three kids. It's Connor Rogers, Mason Stanley, and then our returning state champ female, Emily Shoup. She's a freshman this year.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Female wrestling, I mean, we've been talking about that with a couple of other coaches as well, Tom. But, I mean, that whole scene, I mean, just incredible the way it
Columbia's
continues to blossom.
Crushing it with all their females and Luther and West. But I think
will you be able to get her into some girls-only tournaments throughout the
absolutely.
Season, too?
Absolutely. We're taking her to Luther and West next month. I just talked to the Columbia coach. We're going to get her over there in January. I'm going to try and take her down to Olentangy, too, where there's some real hammers down there for some ladies.
Yeah, real hammers at Olentangy. You got to hold on to when you go down there.
Right, absolutely.
They'll come get you. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, well, Coach, thank you very much for filling in here.
Thank you for what you guys do for the sport. We really appreciate it.
Oh, so. You got it, Coach. Well, you go enjoy some food and some drinks. And, hey, thank you again very much
absolutely.
For coming on
you
down.
You guys have a great night.
Appreciate it. You too, Coach. There he goes, Coach Leatherberry, stepping in for Coach Walbaum here this evening.